This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Attention, you procrastinators. Valentine's Day, you forgot. You're like, I'm going to run out and grab something, but I don't have time. My job keeps me here. I don't have time on lunch. It's Elizabeth and Radar. We're here to save the day for you.
And you said this is free.
This is free. Like, you could pour your feelings into a love poem. Yeah, sure. Then again, you're saying, yeah, I could probably try and create something. But I'm busy. I've got meetings. Maybe your brain isn't wired like that, where you can get all creative and be all lovey-dovey.
Yeah, I definitely struggle with that sometimes. Yeah. I feel like I'm better face-to-face, but if I have to write down my feelings, I'm not a strong writer, so I struggle with that.
Well, this is a shout-out to the Tosa East varsity softball team, who I coach.
Wait, why? Are you giving them Valentine's?
No. They use ChatGPT for many things. I'm not going to tell you what these girls use it for. Not going to do that.
That's a great idea, and it is absolutely free. You can type in any question you want.
Yeah, I got this idea from them as they were talking about ways to make studying or assignments easier. Write a report about blah, 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 blah. And then
your assistant.
Yeah, exactly. You put all of your thoughts down. They can be all jumbled up because chatgpt.com, free. Yes, it'll ask you, hey, do you want to log in if you have a user? But if you don't, you'd say, no, thanks, going to continue without using a username or account.
This makes life so much easier. I've used this sometimes. I've had to fill out a sympathy card.
This is so perfect.
For a really tough loss, and I was at a loss for words. ChatGPT.
There you go. You take your idea, your thoughts, maybe a nickname. Type it into the website, chatgpt.com again. Give it a little direction, and boom, it's going to spit it out in 2 seconds. Not even 2 seconds. Are you ready for this? Because I already tried this. I would like to write a love poem to my love, Jessica, and use her nickname, which is Lambs, and put it in beer terms.
Like drinking beer?
Like drinking beer terms.
You were that specific, the what you put in?
Yeah, you could do all that. I could even add more, but, you know, just thought we'd do it that way.
No, I'm typing in some ideas.
Go ahead and try it. See what happens here. Here's what spits out for me. To my lambs, my brew of love. I would have never thought of that. And we're pretty creative on the radio. Like the finest craft, you pour into my heart a smooth and golden sip right from the start. Your laugh's a bubble, light and free, a sparkling pint just meant for me. She's probably melting right now listening to this show.
That actually isn't bad.
Yes, exactly. So raise your glass to moments we share. In this love as strong as a stout we pair. For you're my lambs, my forever sip, a love so sweet, it's worth the trip. Oh, I'm getting teary-eyed.
That's so good.
Oh,
okay,
thank you, ChatGPT.
I copied you a little bit. I typed in here, help me write a Valentine's Day card for my football-loving husband, Eric.
That's perfect. Wait, let me get you some
romantic.
This is
kind of cringy, though.
Why?
The front of the card, to my MVP, Eric. Eric. You're the quarterback of my heart and the one I'm always rooting for.
Yes.
every touchdown, every victory, every challenge we face, I'm so grateful to be by your side. You bring so much passion, energy, and love into my life. Grr. And you always make every day feel like a winning game.
Oh, my goodness.
On this Valentine's Day, I want you to know that no matter what, you're my number one pick. You're not just my husband. You're my teammate, my favorite player, and the love of my life.
Goodness.
Here's to more touchdowns.
Ooh, yeah.
More laughter.
Get it in the end zone.
And more love. Happy Valentine's Day, my champ.
Oh, yeah, you know it.
That is cringy.
No, it's not. You know what that is? It's not hut hut hike, it's hut hut love. Snap it.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.